Good morning， 大家早。在我今天，so before I begin， I'd like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to all the volunteers and also venerables who every day here support the center so that we have this wonderful place to practice together. This is a practice to not take for granted what we have and remembering that it is the work of many people, many causes and conditions coming together. So I want to express my gratitude for that. 在我开始之前，我希望用这个机会呢，感恩这里的义工菩萨们，还有那法师们，每一天都在这里好好的照顾扶持这个道场，让我们有这么好的道场还在这里修行。那也希望记得修行不要忘记呢，我们有这么好的道场修行，不是在天降下来的，都是大家一直在努力，这个我们的因缘和合而成的，所以要我们要记得，常常记得要感恩。So I want to talk today. I picked this topic using charm practice to reflect on our biases. This is one of those times that I was asked.Rebecca, what are you going to talk about in April? And I came up with this topic, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to talk about at all. I think I realized it's a big topic, and so I will try my best to touch on it and share how we can make use of charm practice to reflect on or really examine or investigate the biases that we have. 那今天的题目，中文翻译成禅法对既有偏见的在思维，我的中文不是很好，所以我不会把这个翻得像我想象的那个题目。就是好一段时间之前法师问我今天要讲什么题目，那我就想或许谈一下好像我们有的偏见吧。那其实那个时候我不是很清楚想要讲什么，只是希望可以就是分享一下怎么样可以用禅修可以来反思吧，反思我们的来参一下我们心里面的一些既有的偏见。So I remember using the word bias deliberately. Bias, if we think about it, really refers to sort of distorted view of.Our world, of our reality in front of us. So really, when we apply biases as we interpret, perceive, and interact with the world, we are really not seeing reality as it is. And if we remember what that means, is that when we are not seeing reality as it is, we are likely to respond incorrectly because of the distortion and causing us suffering, and often in turn cause harm to others in our reaction as well. And this is why it is relevant for our for Dharma practitioner to think about this topic.那我们可能在想，这个偏见跟我们修行有什么关系？ 那如果我们思考一下偏见是什么，我们就可能会发现偏见就是在我们当下在发生的事情有一种偏差的见解，偏见啊，偏差的见解，就意思是说没有当下在发生的现实是清清楚楚的看，而是有偏差的。那大家可能会记得，当我们呢没有办法把对当下的情况清清楚楚的看的话呢，我们就很容易会产生有一些有问题的反应啊，我们叫烦恼哈，那个然后就会出于生气痛苦，还有呢也会让我们呢做一些反应呢是会伤害其他人的。因为这样子呢，这个反思这个偏我们的偏见呢是跟我们的佛法的修行是息息相关的。So, like I said, this is a big topic, and I'm going to try to see how we can think about this. And one way to understand our bias is actually something that we may be able to relate to in our daily life quite easily. If we think about biases, we can think of it as a way of thinking that our actually really has to do with our tendency to think that our own experience, maybe our way of doing things, our way of living our lives, or our preferences, because actually the way we prefer live a certain way, and preferences. We have this very strong tendency to think that it is the standard, or this is the right way, or it's the best way. Otherwise, why would we have chosen it, right? So it's natural to think that. And or we will think that when we think it's the norm, it's the natural, it's the norm, then having this way of thinking, this view, will prompt us to view people whose way of life, who live their life differently or have different preferences, a response with, that's weird, what's wrong with you? Or think of that as problematic. And sometimes actually really underlying it is we have this thinking that that way of life or the people involved in it, they're inferior. We might not be aware of this. 那当我们想思考一下这个偏见哈，偏见我们生活里面是怎么样去感受这个偏见呢？我们可能觉得我们都没有偏见的哈，可是当我们想想看的时候呢，或者偏见。可能我们可以看成是在我们的生活里面，我们有这个很常常有的想法啊，这是觉得我们的经验，我们怎么样去过我们的生活，过我们的生命，我们喜欢的东西，我们觉得对的东西啊，这些都是我们的生命嘛，我们怎么样去生活的方式。我们呢有很强烈的这个倾向呢，去觉得这个我们这种过生活的方式是正常的，是自然的，是应该大家就是最好的。那当然了，因为不是我们不是最好，怎不觉得最好，怎么会去选择这样子过这样的生活呢？这样子是吗？所以呢，我这个很正常有这样的想法。可是因为我们有这样的想法呢，自然就会让我们看到其他人有不同的方式去生活， 有不同的喜好，我们的反应是觉得，诶，怎么这么奇怪啊？或是觉得，有什么问题啊？为什么你会这样子的？这样子的反应，其实，在根底下，就是我们觉得这种的做法，还有这些人呢，他们是有点就不起跟我们相比是有他们是比下去的，有一点这样子的想法。So if we allow ourselves to examine this tendency of thinking, then we might be able to notice that in the moment of thinking or judging that other people's way of life is weird or inferior, it's really giving rise of the vexation of arrogance, right?Believing that my way is the best way, or only right way, is superior to other ways. Other ways, they're different, they're inferior, they're not as no good. This is a very subtle set of thought process involved. This is different.This is different from, of course, we're not saying that we can't tell that other people's preferences are different from us, right? So, the vexations of arrogance that I mentioned that we're just giving rise to is different from understanding, being able to notice and understand that, yeah, we have different preferences, different way of living our life. You have your values, you have your beliefs,You have made different choices, or you even like different flavor of ice cream, and the understanding that we have chosen what is appropriate for our own circumstances, and when we see that we refrain from the kind of judgment based on our biased view, but that's not how we usually respond when we encounter someone.Who have different way of life. 那当我们好好的关照这种的反应的时候呢，我们会发现在那个当下，其实我们是升起这个慢心，其中的一种烦恼，慢心。慢心什么意思？就是相信啊，我的生活方式，我的选择，我的怎么做法是最好的，是最对的，是唯一可以应该做的方式，都比其他的好，这样子的想法才会有这样子的想法啊。那当然我们不是说看到其他人有不同的做法，我看就是说没有都一样，不是这样子的意思。意思是说我们可以用其另外的方式来看待其他人有用不同的方式过他们的生活的。我们可以清楚楚的知道了解他们我们每个人都有不同的生活方式，我们选择不同的职业不喜欢不同的食物，用不同方式来吃同一样食物都是因为呢我们选择对我们合适的方式而不是因我们选择对我们合适的方式。其他人也是。当我们有这样子的见解的时候呢，我们的反应是不一样的。我们的反应不会觉得，哎，你有什么问题啊？为什么你是这样子的？可是大部分时间我们不是这样子， 我们没有这样子的清楚楚的去理解大家的因缘不一样，而是会觉得其他人的做法是有问题的，那是因为慢心。As we can see that when we give rise to the vexation, in this case, vexation of arrogance. Vexation is vexation like other vexations, vexations of aversion, craving. When we give rise to vexation, we generate suffering, for ourselves. And chances are when we suffer,we are likely to act in ways that cause harm to others and causing suffering, causing others to suffer as well. Okay. 那大家大概会可以看到了、我们如果升起、慢心这种烦恼，烦恼就是烦恼，我们可能是有贪心、有嗔心、等那些常常听到的烦恼，这慢心也是烦恼，升起烦恼就是我们、痛苦的因，烦恼升起烦恼就会让我们痛苦。那当我们痛苦呢，我们 很容易就会做一些事情，一些反应呢，会来伤害其他人，也会 让其他人、痛苦。So, keeping this in mind may help us understand why it would be, important for the Dharma practitioners to pay attention to our biases. 那当我们呢可以、好好记得这一点的时候呢，我们就可以记得，就可以了解为什么一个修行佛法的人，我们大家都是修行佛法的人的菩萨呢，是应该、去好好的关照了解我们的偏见呢。So, what's the role of chan practice? Well, chan practice allows us to stabilize our mind with methods of、various kind of、meditation. It can be reciting the Buddha's name, it can be、sitting meditation. And when the mind is stabilized, then we can begin to notice things that used to be obscure. We'll be able to notice our reaction when we hear about other people's way of life. Usually, we don't even notice how we react. We just blurt it out.那我们禅修我们怎么可以利用禅修呢？首先禅修、不同的修行的、安心的方法、念佛啊打坐啊就可以呢帮助我们呢安定我们的心，那心比较安定的时候呢，我们就有可能可以关照到我们的起心动念，尤其是呢当我们听到啊，其他人有这样子的不同的生活方式啊，我们的反应，心里面反应是什么？我们的心不安的时候，我们看不到的，我们只是反应了，说话讲出来了，我们都不知道。那当我们的心比较安定的时候，我们会比较清楚的可以看到。I remember the example, someone told me how he reacted when he was like, actually he was quite little, young and a kid. His friend, his good friend told him they really like pancakes. And so they both like pancakes and his friend shared with him his way of eating pancakes.And his friend told him that, oh, I put peanut butter on my pancakes. And this person's like, ooh, what's wrong with you? Why would you put peanut butter on your pancake? And so this is really gross. It's gross. It's gross. Thinking is really gross. because that's not what I put on my pancake. And in that moment, with chant practice, we can pay attention. Pay attention to the judgmental nature of the thought arising in our mind. It's like the noticing this thought that, ooh, this is gross. What we are really doing is saying that our way of eating pancake is the right, only right way, or the superior way. Your way is no good. That's what we're thinking. And then when we blurt it out saying that, ooh, this is gross, we are just acting out our thoughts. Okay. 那一个例子，其实比如我认识一个朋友讲这个故事给我听，说他小的时候有一个朋友，他们都很喜欢吃 pancake， 中文是什么 ？pancake was Chinese， 松饼哈，那个在这里很喜欢小孩很喜欢吃的那些松饼哈。他说他的朋友就跟他讲说，哎，我吃松饼的时候的是放这个花生酱上再上去的。他就记得，他一听到啊，花生酱很恶心哦，你怎么会放花生酱在松饼上面呢？他就那个脸色都好难看，然后就是说出来，哦，这个好恶心哦。为什么？因为他吃松饼不是放花生酱在上面的。那我们用禅修，我们就可以用禅修来关照，在那个当下，我们听到有这样子的事情之后，我就可以关照我们自己的反应了，可以呢，好好的关照，哎，这个。心念啊，升起的心念啊，这个好恶心哦，是怎么样的心念？其实这个心念就是把我吃松饼的方式是，我觉得这个是最好，或是唯一可以吃松饼的方式，都比其他人的好。其实这个信念就是有这样想法。And we can also observe the thought of feeling, ooh, it's gross, and feeling disgusted. How it generates suffering in our mind. It's not a joyful experience of making this judgment. And we can also pay attention to how our reaction, how we act out these thoughts, what we say, what we do. For example, blurting it out that, ooh, it is really gross, or making this really disgusted face to your friend, this facial expression, and how it can, it actually does hurt the other person. We may not see and pay attention to that. And this is your friend, someone likely you like, and we just did something to hurt that person without meaning to, all because of these thoughts in our mind. And that person feeling hurt might in turn say something unkind in response, and then we may get into an argument over pancake, over what we should put on pancake. But what it is that in that moment, we get to observe the cycle of samsara unfolding right in front of us. How our ignorance of our thoughts, the giving rise of vexations, of arrogance gives rise to suffering in ourselves, which prompted us to act in ways that are hurtful to others, prompting them to respond in kind, and we get stuck in that cycle of samsara. 那我们也可以呢，关照这个心理反应呢，不是一种欢喜、法喜充满的反应的啊，不是。你想，哎，这好恶心哦，然后讲一些不是很好听的说话，那不是法喜充满的一种经验哦。是一种痛苦的经验啊。还有呢，我们也可以关照呢，当我们有这样子的心念升起的时候呢，很容易说话身体的造业，身业语言的业讲出来，好恶心哦，或是那个脸色那么好难看，这样子让我另外这个人呢觉得很难受。他只是跟你讲一下他怎么吃松饼，就突然给你这样子的一个反应哦。那很自然，一个人呢，他看到这样子受到伤害，可能他就有反应，就是讲一些很难听的说话了，或大家都吵起来了。好，换言之，那个当下我们就可以看到，我们中文那里面说这个轮回啊，轮回的意思，这就是我们一直造业造业，然后痛苦痛苦，然后再造业，就一直在轮回轮回轮回。As we use chan practice to really investigate and our mind, we'll notice that not only is our reaction and expression of arrogance, we may also discover that our attachment to our way of eating pancake in this case is a form of self-centered attachment. And this form of self-centered attachment, because it's a form of self-centered attachment, like we are habituated to defend it, to defend ourselves. This habit of attachment has triggered this compulsion to defend the self by attacking someone else's way of eating pancakes. We think about who cares how we eat pancakes, but actually the way we experience this is that we are very invested in defending ourselves, and ourselves is everything about us, everything we do, everything we prefer, and so this unexamined self-centered attachment. In this case, our preferred way of eating pancake prompted us to act in way that hurt others as a way to defend ourselves. Attachment. And the suffering that results, it's a formof psychic pain from our separating ourselves from others, turning them into our enemy in that moment. It's like, you're different, we're not together anymore. And we may experience the suffering as a form of disconnection from our natural state of being, because our natural state of being is actuallyto care for and look after and love each other. But in that moment, we're like, you know, you're no good. Okay? And we separate from them. So, in other words, we may be able to see, we allow ourselves to really pay attention to what happens in that moment. We'll be able to see for ourselves than our habitual self-centered attachment is really causing us to suffer. We are able to see for ourselves, because you might have heard Dharma talks about it a million times. You have read a gazillion books talking about it. You just don't believe it. Don't believe it. And in that moment, you see that, wow, my attachment to my way of eating pancake is causing me to suffer greatly. And also, we can see for ourselves that it's causing us to act in ways that hurt others and hurt people that we actually love. And it's we can find it quite a shocking experience.
当我们继续关照我们的这个。经验的时候，我们可能会发现呢，这个不单只是一个我慢的这个烦恼的显现，我们可能发现呢，这个是一种自我中心的执着。我很执着这个我吃松饼这一种方式，我就是我的一部分。那因为我们呢有这个自我中心执着的习性，非常强烈的习性。因为就我们就会让我们很想去保护我们的这个自我中心，方法是什么呢？我们就会去批评其他人的方式来保护我们的我们吃松饼的方式，这是一种自我执着自我中心执着的自我保护的反应。那我们会发现呢，这个我们感受的那种那个痛苦呢，其实是发现我们跟其他人呢分隔开了。我们人的是自然的感受是跟其他人其实是是心心相连的，我们是希望是互相爱护的，不只是希望，是我们这是自然的那个作为一个人的能力的方式。可是我因为我们的那个自我中心的执着呢，把我们跟其他人分隔开，这个是一种很痛苦的存在的一种方式。换言之，在这个经验里面呢，我们会可以真正的发现到呢，我们的自我中心的执着就是让我们痛苦的原因。这个啊，听佛法听了好多次啊，看佛书也看了很多遍了，可是每一次听每次看，我们只是听一下看一下都不相信的，不是真正的相信的。可是在那个当下，当我们真的去关照的话，我们发现是真的，我对我自己的自我中心的执着，在这个例子里面，执着我吃松饼的方式就是一种自我中心的执着，就让我痛苦，然后让我呢去做一些讲一些伤害其他人，是不是？还伤害我很喜欢或者我很爱的人哦。那个是我们的真的是可以感受到，是佛法里面讲的是真的。所以不是只是去相信，就是自己真的感受到了。So this will be an important insight if we allow ourselves to really see it. This insight will allow us to reflect on our judgment. And we will realize that
Well, perhaps if we let go of the notion that my way of eating pancake is the only right way or the superior way, we may be able to appreciate a different way of eating pancake and find that we actually like it a lot.
那当我们呢，这样子修行的话，我们呢就会有机会去好好的去反思反省。看到我们学习，我们了解了一些事情了，了解了什么？了解到哦，我们这些自我中心执着这些偏见呢，让我们有这样子的想法做法哈。我们呢可能发现哦，那如果我放下这些自我中心的执着，就是这个例子是说，我们放下这个想法是什么？我是松饼的方式是最好的，或是唯一对的方式哈。我们把这个放下，我们呢就会发现，我们会有可能是听到其他人吃松饼的方式呢。哎，这个好像很有趣哈，发现哎，我有或许我也可以试试看。我们发现可能我们会很喜欢了，你学习了新的东西。
In our society, we like to call this practice as having an open mind. Having open mind, easy to say, hard to do.Because we do not know, we do not examine and investigate the various biases and how we are perpetuating them.
那我们其实常常听到啦，在日常生活里面说，那个心啊要放开一点哈，要那个要不要这么狭窄哈。这个讲很容易讲，做很难做到。为什么？因为我们很少会用禅修去真正的去关照我们的起心动念，好好的知道我们心里面的偏见是怎么的样的形成，还有我们一直在那个执着他们啊。
When able to live this way, we have what we call more open mind. We will notice that it is a freer way to be. A freer way to be. As we are not imprisoned by our narrow set of ideas of how things ought to be. It's a freer way of living as we can appreciate new ideas.As we encounter and integrate them into our existing repertoire. This is a way we can live with more creativity, more at ease with whatever we encounter, which is a very different way of living. Many people, instead of living with this freedom, live in constant fear.Because unfamiliar ways of life is perceived as threatening my existing way of thinking. So we can see how we are actually allowing these ideas to imprison us and thus generating a feeling ofNot being free.
当我们可以有这样子比较心胸比较广阔心比较广阔的时候呢，我们会感受到这一生比较自由，心比较自由。因为我们呢，不会再让我们既有的一些想法，是事情一定要这样子的，这些很狭窄的想法，我们叫偏见了，来 限制我们。这种的生活呢，我们呢会觉得比较自由，因为我们碰到新的事物、新的想法、新的做法，我们呢就会可以觉得好好的理解它是不是有用，我也学习一下，把我们的生命更丰富、更广阔，这样子我们会比较生活会比较那个自在，自在，还有呢，或是比较会活泼，而不是像很多人的生活呢，他们因为没有这样子的修行见解，在生活里面呢，整天都是很恐惧的。恐惧为什么？碰到新的时候事物新的做法想法，会把它当成是一种挑战，对我自我中心的挑战。那整天就是好像在打仗一样，好痛苦，很恐惧。那个我让我们觉得不自由的原因。所以禅修就可以让我们可以看到什么让我们觉得不自由，我们就知道怎么样可以方向让我们可以自由一些，这是我们自己的选择。 So with Chan practice we can see what's causing us to feel not free, and it is up to us, it's our choice to let go of ideas that imprison our mind. And you might be sitting there, so why are we talking about eating pancakes? I've been using this simple example of ways of eating pancakes to make the point of how even for very trivial things, we can generate quite a bit of suffering for ourselves. And the process of giving rise to the vexation of arrogance and giving rise to self-centered attachment is the same with all kinds of biases. 大家菩萨们可能就这里就在心里面，为什么我们在讲吃抓饼啊？我们不是在讲佛法吗？我是用这个简单的例子啊，来让我们可以思考一下，就算是怎么样吃抓饼这么的小事情，我们都可以生起很多烦恼，让我们自己很痛苦，也给其他人伤害他们，让他们痛苦。那这个升起这个慢心跟自我中心的执着，这一些反应在不同的偏见这升起都是一样的。 So we can think about biases or how we can be judgmental in many ways in our lives. 那我们可以呢思考一下，在我们的生活里面有不同的方式是让我们是有偏见，身体偏，用我们的偏见来对其他人啊，来批判他们啊。For example, we can be judgmental of how other people raise their children. We hear that quite a lot. Judging, criticizing how other people raise their children.And it comes from that's what we grew up with, or that's what we did. And we really believe, the way we have experienced it or we have done it is the only right way or the superior way. And when we see other people raising their children differently,We think something was wrong with them.
or we feel threatened, we feel attacked, because we want to protect the idea that my way was the right way. And these thought processes are very subtle and often invisible to us. We just react by being very critical of others. And you can see, of course, it may not be very conducive to maintaining a harmonious relationship, especially if we are criticizing our family members, maybe our sibling or our good friend's way of raising children. 或许我们可以看一下哈，在我们生活里面呢，有什么其他的机会啊，可以让我们看到我们是有我们有一些偏见的来批评其他人呢、啊？或许我们发现呢，我们喜欢批评其他人怎么样去带他们小孩，是吗？带他们小孩，那我们呢，不就可以练习呢？看看啊，当我们在批评其他人怎么去带他们小孩，可能呢，就是我们就觉得我自己长大的时候的方式是怎么样的，我父母带我是怎么样，还是我自己带我小孩是怎么样，那个是最好的，或是应该对的啊，或是比其他人好的，慢心啊，啊，这个跟觉得自己吃抓饼最好的方式没有分别的想法，这种的烦恼心慢心。还有呢，当我们听到其他人的带小孩的方式不跟我们是不一样的时候，我们会可能升起一些要保护我们自己自我中心的一种反应，就是我长大的方式是对的最好的，其他人嘿这么奇怪，他们有问题，我们就想要来批评他们啊。好，就我们就可以看到有这样子的过程在发生，心里面就痛苦啦，或是会讲一些很难听的说话啦啊，这样子就会尤其是如果是跟我们常常见到的是亲戚朋友啦。那有影响我们的关系啦，就一直在产生问题呢。Of course, there are many other ways, right? If we really reflect on us, for example, maybe we're critical of how other people take care of their home. I live in the suburb. People like, oh, what's wrong with them? Like they don't keep their lawn nice, or and we have this. We use our way of thinking about how to approach this task to judge others, or we may find ourselves being critical of how others spend time with their family. We may have from our own experience or our own practice, we have come up with a particular way of spending time with our family. Like, we should do something that's creative. And then we may be critical of others who spend a lot of time watching television together. We believe our way is superior. So, arrogance, vexation, suffering.我们可以再看我们在我们日常生活里面可以怎么样会用一些偏见啊来批评其他人呢、啊、我们可或许批评其他人怎么去照顾他们的房子。对，我在那个New Jersey那边住的常常会哎为什么他们那个没有好好把他们的草剪好哈、啊、那个他很喜欢剪草啊，他觉得就是应该这样子照顾他房子的。用自己的做法来觉得这是比较好最好的慢心。或是呢批评其他人怎么跟他们的家人度过一些休闲的时间。或者我们的觉得应该是做一些很有创意的事情啊才是好的
啊，度过家庭的时间。啊，那个，然后我们看到听到人说啊，他们一家人都整天坐在那边看电视而已啊。啊，这个我们就会批评他，觉得啊，怎么搞的？他们是什么有问题啊？嗯，就是这慢心，我们觉得我们的做法是唯一对的做法。Or we may find ourselves being critical of how other people prioritize things in their lives. Because we ourselves have chosen to put our family as the most important priority, for example, then we might be critical of someone else.Putting other things as a priority. Because we believe my way is the best way, superior, because that's what I have chosen. And we want to defend my choice. Self-centered attachment. We see other people's way of prioritizing their lives as an attack of our choice. And we can go on.Thinking about our judgment of how other people spend their money, how they spend their free time, how they engage in their Dharma practice, so on and so forth. There is really no shortage of material in our daily life to engage in this practice of reflecting on, investigating on how we give rise to these biases.That causes suffering. Now, 我们或许也会那个想看到呢，那个其他的不同的范畴哈，我们或许会发现呢，我们会批评其他人啊，怎么样去选择他们的。生命重要的东西哦，或许我们呢把我们的家庭放在最重要的啊，这个是我的选择哦。然后呢，我们看到有其他人他们的选择不一样，他们不是把他们家庭放在最重要，那么我就觉得，因为他们怎么搞的啊？是不是怎么会有什么问题啊？慢心，我们觉得我们的选择是唯一一个选择哦，或是啊我们会觉得他们的选择是对我的生命的选择是一种挑战，自我中心执着，那还有很多很多不同的范畴，生活命里面我们或许会发现我们是对其他人的用钱的方式啊，批评他们用钱的方式哈，一家人常常都有这些讨论或是呢其他人的怎么样去用他们的休闲的时间呢，他们或是呢他们怎么样去修行啊，如果是大家都修行佛法，他们怎么去修行佛法，都会有这样子的，我们都，所以我们生命里很多很多机会，很多材料让我们去修行啊，就应用禅修来看，来关照我们怎么样在我们的起心动念里面呢，是在升起这些慢心自我中心的执着，是来产生这些偏见啊。So we can use charm practice to pay attention to the way we react to.We judge, comment on, or criticize how others live their lives. We notice our tendency to see our way as the standard, or the better way, or the best way, only way, however strongly you feel about it. And it is a biased perspective because we aremaking our comments based on the way we know from our own experience only, from our vantage point.
So we can practice remembering to understand that this perspective is one, just from one vantage point, from our vantage point, from a self-centered perspective. So it is biased. And now, saying that it is biased, to remember, saying that it is biased does not mean that what we do is bad or not right. That's not what I'm saying. It might be the case that you have come up with a really good way to cook noodle. And it's nice that you share with other people. It is a different thing to think that your way is the only way and everyone else's way is necessarily inferior. Can you tell the difference? So, the way we have chosen to live our life, do anything, can indeed be very good and worthwhile to share with others. Knowing that our perspective is biased, however, helps us remember that it does not represent the entire reality. That way we can accept that there is much that we do not know, and it will help us maintain humility, which will be an antidote to this entrenched habit of giving rise to the vexation of arrogance. And also, along the way, we enjoy life more. We maintain this curiosity to be open-minded, to learn new things, which will enrich our life, allowing ourselves to continue to grow instead of having an increasingly narrow mind. 所以呢，我们可以用禅修呢来好好的去用心呢来关照，看我们怎么样去反应，怎么样去批评其他人的怎么样去过他们的生活。我们呢可以关照我们呢有这样很强的习性，这个习性就是把我们自己的方式看成是比较好的或是最好的唯一的一个对的方式，就这样子的倾向，我们有很强的这样的倾向，这个是一种自我中心的执着。这种想法是一种偏见。为什么？因为呢，刚才说偏见是偏差的见解哈。为什么是偏见？因为我们只是用我们自己的自由的经验来看而已，就是我只知道我自己的经验，就这样子是有偏差的，因为我们经验不是全部嘛，不是说什么的，是从我们的角度而已，从我们经验，从我们角度，这是有偏差的。所以我们修行呢，修行要常常记得，我们这个有这个见解是一种偏见，是有偏差的。那这个很重要的记得，我说就是偏见，不表示说我们的见解，我们的经验是不好的，是有问题，我不是这样，这个不是一个意思啊。反正我常常认识这里很多很会做饭的菩萨，很多年的经验啊，就是有累积起来啊，知道怎么样做面是最好吃的啊，很好。还有就是跟其他人分享没有问题啊，可是呢，如果是觉得我这个做面的方式是唯一应该做面的方式是最好，其他人做面的方式都不好，都没有用的，就让我们痛苦啦。是，所以
我们可以看到这个分别吗？那所以呢，我们做事的方式，我们生活啊的方式，有可能是非常好，诚实的跟其他人分享。可是呢，当我们可以呢记得看清楚我们的很多时候我们的见解是有偏差的呢，就会让我们记得我们的见解不是全部是有偏差的，这样子呢我们就会接受我们还有很多事情我们是不知道的，我们是不懂的，我们没听过不代表那个不存在，那这样子我们就会比较可以保持这个谦虚的心态，这个就是我们这个慢心的烦恼的一种解药。还有呢，这样子我们让我们的生活会比较快乐，因为我们就会对新的事物会觉得很有好奇心啊，愿意学习啊，那我们的生活也越来越丰富，就是我们会广我们的认知会比较广阔，而不是越来越狭窄，越来越狭窄。I'd like to spend a little bit of time addressing another way we might we give rise to biases in our daily life. And it has to do with what we often call prejudices. Prejudices that's based on our belief about the inherent characteristics of an entire category of people.Maybe based on their social class, their education, their race, their nationality, their gender, so on and so forth. 那我也希望可以呢讨论一下我们生活里面另外一种常常有的偏见啊，就是我们对社会里面一些人呐、啊，一些群族的看法啊，觉得他们所有人这个群族所里面的所有人都是有一些这样子的特征的，这一些偏见，我们叫那些叫歧视的心态哈啊。这些歧视的心态或者是有跟其实根据他们的学历啊那个社会阶层啊性别啊种族啊国籍啊都有齁接着。This is big topic and we are not going to be able to have a really in-depth discussion of various kind of isms out there. And if you are interested, there are many fine writings by many people who have thought about these subject matters deeply. And I think for us is for us to see thatReflecting on these prejudices is an important part of our practice as Dharma practitioners. 那这个是很大的一个话题啊，这个那个题目哈，这里我们没有时间把他们最不同的那个歧视把它好好的讨论出来啊。那很多人呢写了很多很好的书啊，很深的见解，那希望大家可以去看一下。那或许我们今天可以做的就是让我们思考一下 了解这些那个不同的歧视的心态跟我们学佛是有什么关系。
Talking about these prejudices tend to be a very difficult topic for Americans. We are living here in this society. And when I conducted a Dhamma discussion with a group of Dhamma practitioners that had that everyone experienced it as a challenging subject matter.
在美国社会里面呢，去思考跟讨论这个不同的歧视的这个题目呢，是很困难的，大家都觉得很难去思考它。那最近我跟一群禅修的学生去讨论这个课题呢，他们也是觉得很困难，他们觉得很他们觉得在过程里面是觉得有很多的面对很多困难。
So one way to think about prejudices is to understand that our prejudice view of people based on the class or race or nationality or gender or many other things are based on unexamined beliefs. These unexamined beliefs that shape our perception of reality. And so our first order of business as practitioner is to look into these beliefs.
那我们可以呢，或许在思考反思这个歧视不同方式的歧视啊，种族啊，或是阶级啊，或是性别啊，国籍啊的歧视呢，是怎么回事？我们就可以就会发现呢，不同的歧视的想法的心态是跟是的根本是从一些我们心里面很深层的一些信念，而这些信念是我们没有去好好的去反思它的，我们可能不知道他们在哪，可是呢他这些信念呢是在影响我们对我们的生活这个当下的情况的理解。所以呢作为修行者呢首先要做的事情就是去好好的去看看我们是有什么这些没有去关照好的没有去的一些信念，让我们有这些歧视的心态。
So with this group of practitioners that I was telling you about, what I asked them to do is to reflect on the experience of in how we respond, how we react or view people from different backgrounds. Can be based on nationality or class, social class or race or ethnicity. Those who were people who are very different from us. Yeah. And the process of reflection brought them to realize that they had prejudices that they did not know they have. So, for example, one person talked about being surprised at how much negative view he held towards people who are obese. And which is actually not surprising because research has shown that obese people is actually one of the most stigmatized group in American society now. And I have heard another practitioner sharing about how being surprised that he was to find that he was he felt being close to someone who's black, make him feel unsafe when that person's not doing anything threatening at all. So looking into our paying attention to how we are responding to our interactions or even encounter with people who are very different from ourselves, or maybe very similar to ourselves too, can help us gain some insight into the fact that we have these views. 那刚才我说有一些我跟几位禅修的学生呢，在那个反思这个来修行，用这个课题来修行的时候呢，我邀请他们去用禅修来关照他们日常生活里面碰到跟自己很不一样背景的人的反应，心理的反应。那他们呢说呢，都发现一些就是很倒让他们很吃惊的发现哈。一位菩萨是说呢，他发现自己呢很不喜欢对于那个很胖的人啊，吃胖的人呢很反感。不知道自不知道有这样子，发现有这样子的感觉的反应哈。而其实这个不是很其实呢，如果我们想一下，在美国社会里面呢，很肥胖的人呢，是其中一种最受歧视的一个群体，在我们社会里面，我们心里面对于这些人士有这样子的反感呢，其实是很正常，很。我们可以理解为什么有这样子的想法。另外一位菩萨说的很吃惊，发现就觉得自己在街上面走路看到那个黑人呢那个人只是在做他的事情，没有做什么不好的事情啊，都心里面觉得很不安，觉得很恐惧，就觉得自己很吃惊有这样子的反应哈。Engaging in this practice allow us to see that actually it is not that suddenly when we practice Chan that we become prejudiced. It allow us to see that these views have been living in our mind just without our knowing.那当然呢，我们要搞清楚了，我们不是因为我们修行了就禅修了就突然就会有这些歧视的心态，那不是啊，因为其实就是一直这些歧视这些偏见都在我们的心里面，只是我们之前不知道而已啦。So, the first question I'd like you to reflect on is, do we know we have these views and maybe the beliefs that go with it? Believing that certain group is inferior inherently. Certain group do not deserve to be treated with respect. Do we have these beliefs? We might believe that we don't have these beliefs. And chances are it's because we haven't looked closely into our mind to notice the presence of these beliefs.And that's why these practitioners are so surprised. They thought they don't have any they don't have these prejudices.
所以因为、做那个禅修者呢，第一件事情我邀请你、试试看，就是去看我自己有没有这些歧视的心态，有没有这些想法。想法是什么想法？是觉得也是一些人呢，他们是比其他的种族的人是低等的，或是有一些人呢，他们不值得让我给他们尊重。我们有这样的想法，有没有这样的想法？大概呢，我们会觉得没有啦，我怎么会有这样的想法呢？我是好人呐、可是大概呢，我们相信我们没有这样子的歧视的想法，是因为我们没有好好的去关照我们的心念，让我们发现了这些想法呢是有在我们的心里面呢。所以为什么呢？这几位禅修者呢，他们都以为自己没有啊，他们真的很认真的禅修者，他们我没有啊，我没有歧视啊，然后自己真的去让他去修行去观照者，就吓一跳，发现自己其实是有不同模式的偏见的，歧视的偏见的。If we do not know we have these beliefs, then we will continue to act out these beliefs in our speech and actions that cause harm to others without being aware of it. And in fact, we may even think that we are espousing totally unprejudiced views.如果我们呢不知道我们有这些偏见这些的想法呢，那我们就会继续让这些偏见这些歧视的心态去影响我们的讲话语言，还有我们身体做跟其他人相处的时候，互动的时候，我们就会，因为我们不自觉，我们就会让这些歧视的心态来影响我们的跟其他人的互动啊。我们还会以为自己是一点都不歧视了
A few very recently, I had a conversation with a few women. Two of them have daughters, and one of them expecting a daughter. And they were having this conversation about entrenched sexism in our society. And they were sharing how.Their mothers telling them how they do not, they dislike, actually hate, women in powerful position. One of them, a teacher herself, telling my friend that I just hate women principals, school principals.So it's okay for women to be teachers, but if they're principal, I can't stand it. Now, these friends of mine, they were standing there talking about it because they're coming to realize that these views, these prejudiced views that their mother believe in, had been playing out in their lives that they have themselves absorbed and internalized in their own mind. And so apparently their mothers hate women, and they have learned to hate themselves as women. And they're realizing the gravity of the situation and wanting to figure out how they don't continue to pass this hatred of themselves as women onto their daughters. I think this is, I share this conversation with you to help us see why it is important for us to make use of Chan practice, to look into our own mind, believing that we don't have prejudice is really just a denial of reality of our living in a society filled with prejudices. It's like air we breathe. How can we say that I haven't got one single particle of the air that's all around us? There will be denial of the way things really are, that it will be perpetuating our ignorance instead of cultivating clear awareness of how reality really is. 我想这分享一下前几天我跟几位朋友在谈天，那两位呢都是全部都是女中啊，那两个其中两位呢都有女儿，那第三位她的怀孕，她也是要生一个女儿。他们呢在这个讨论就是说呢，讲起这个在这个社会里面呢，有个对女众的一种很强烈的歧视啊。他们就讲到说，他们的妈妈所以对女众是很歧视的。其中一位呢，他的妈妈自己是老师，学校里面老师说我非常的不喜欢其实真的是很反感那些女人当校长，当老师没问题，校长就不行了一种性别的歧视。那我那这几位朋友呢就站在那边讨论，因为他们说他们突然就发现他们妈妈，因为他们的年代有这样子的想法，他们一辈子看着他妈妈对自己女人有这么样的痛恨，这种歧视，这一些的想法跟做法呢就会一直也会传承给他们了。他发现自己心里面为什么我这么讨厌自己，原来就是看着我妈妈很讨厌自己是女人。他突然就发现，如果我不好好的反省，我会继续把我这样子对自己的憎恨心传承给我自己的女儿，这一代传一代的继续下去。我为什么要分享这个故事？让我们了解，如果我们不用禅修去好好的关照自己里面自己心里面一些歧视的心态，不只是歧视其他人，歧视自己有可能我们就会一直把这些歧视的心态跟想法传下去。当我们不好好的去看呢，我们就是不要去就是一直是让我们在无明啦，
啊，在一直在把我们的心里面的无明继续下去。
So, if you think that, wow, you know, like if I look into these prejudices or biases, then I'm going to notice them. You might notice the resistance. It's like, maybe it's better, I don't know. You might find a resistance to doing that. And it's common, because we'd rather not see that there are these prejudices going on in our society. We'd rather not see there are these thoughts of prejudices in our mind. That will be some form of turning away, very common. But that is not Chan practice. Chan practice is about cultivating clarity of what is going on, what is in our mind. Why is that? Because if we can see clearly, then we will know at least how not to allow these thoughts to drive our actions without any awareness and causing harm to others without knowing. So vowing to cultivate this clarity is wisdom and also compassion. Turning away from it is turning away from the cultivation of wisdom and compassion and perpetuating our suffering.
有些菩萨可能会觉得，哎，这个好难哦，啊，就看不见最好了啊，我们都不想看到，我们这个社会有这些问题，呀，有这些歧视的问题，我们也不希望看到我们心里面有这些歧视的心态，这些偏见，看不到最好了啊，这个很正常的这样子的想法，常常会我们不想去想它。以为不想他就不在了，不是哈？我们要记得，这样子的想法就是不要去好好的看，我们就是继续我们的无明，我们的修行就是让我们去掉我们的无明。让我们可以清清楚楚的知道我们这里当下在发生什么事情，心里面发生什么事情，这样子我们才可以少一点升起烦恼，少一些伤害其他人。我们如果明明知道而不去修行，我们就是继续我们的痛苦，而不要明明知道而不要修行我们的长养我们的慈悲跟智慧了。阿弥陀佛。